friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mari and Amy Marazi Sheyechiu. The schus Moshe Ben Peshedina. The schus Yechiel Ben Shalames. The schus Moshe Ben Malka. For Shlema B'sach Shar Chole Israel. This shir is based on the Sefer Birchas Mordechai of one of the great and aged Rashi Yeshiva of our door, and Ziknei Talmidei Chachamim called Zman Shemizdaknim Chachmasa Mitvasefes. When Talmidei Chachamim get older, they get wiser. Rav Baruch Mordechai Zerachi Shlita, one of my favorite contemporary Sfarim. So it says in the Mishnah, Besula Nisais Liyom HaRevi Uvelmanu B'yom HaChamish Pamayim B'Shabbos Batidinu Yoshua Ha'yoros B'yom HaShirin B'yom HaChamishi Shemel Letanis Besula Mayim Mashkim LeBeis Din. That a Besula gets married on Wednesday and Almana gets married on Thursday, because twice a week the Beis Din sits in the cities, Monday and Thursday, and if the person has a tainas besulim, if a person has a claim that this girl who came into the marriage, came into the marital relationship, physical relationship, not a besula, he can come to Beis Din next morning. Rashi explains that if there's time in between, he's going to cool off, and he's not going to come to Beis Din, so we want him to come immediately the next morning. And maybe she was Mizana, and she's going to be Usser. He brings the Pasuk, Finistra V'Nitma, that a woman who is unfaithful to her husband is forbidden to him. And since he's going to come to Beis Din, it's going to be Misbarer that she, what actually happened, why she was not a basula, because people are going to hear about it, and maybe Edim will come, and maybe they will reveal that she had been unfaithful after she had been betrothed, and therefore they're usher to each other. That's what Rashi says. Tosfos says, alright, you want him to come to Beis Din, I get it if it's an Eishes Kohen or a girl less than three, as we see in the Gemara 9a. There's only one suffix. If it's an Eishes Kohen, the only suffix is, did it happen when she was married to him or not? But Onus or Ratzon isn't a question, she's usher either way. The only shaila is, was it ba'onis u'baratzon, but avada, it is tachtov, because if she was married before the age of three and she doesn't have a besulim now, that's a clear indication, according to Chazal, that the relationship she had was after the age of three, because then the besulim don't come back. Since she was married before three, then it must be, there's only one suffix of onis u'baratzon, there's no suffix of tachtov, or tachtov was definitely tachtov. The Tosa says it's talking about where there's only one suffix. But b'sha'ar nashim, by other women, where there's a sfeik sfeika, so these two women, and Yeshus Kohen and Pchusim Ibas, girl that married Pchusim Ibas Shal, she was miskadeshes. So in those two cases, it's only one suffix. So I get why the person comes to Beis Din. Because one suffix, we aser, the two of them. But b'sha'ar nashim, but when we're dealing with other women, where there is a sfeik sfeika, where we're dealing with a double suffeik, why should she get married on Wednesday? And so he comes to the Beis Din on Thursday. Anyway, they're going to be mutter to each other, because we have a sfeik sfeika. Safek tachtav, safek eno tachtav. Safek ones, safek ratzon. Even if it was tachtav, maybe it was bones, and she's still muteris. So what do you need by other women this takana for? So Rabbeinu Tam says, lo plug rabbanan bitakonta. That it's a lo plug. The rabbis didn't differentiate in the takana that they made. And since they didn't differentiate, we say that all women get married on Wednesday. In other words, l'shita satesvis, me'ikar adin, if she's not an eshes kohen, there's a heter of sveik sveika. But since by eshes kohen, there's only one suffek, tachtav areino tachtav, so because of that we make a low plug and we say, alright, you know what? All women get married on Wednesday. Tosis there continues, brings Rashi, and you know why they're getting married on Wednesday? Because when he comes to Beis Din, the Eidim are going to hear about it, and they're going to come and be made that she was Mizana Berotzen. So it's that the Eidim, he quotes Rashi, that the Eidim are going to hear about it. And then he asks on Rashi, and then Tosa says, "Vode Shloimar the Gamla Parish Hakuntras, Loy Misaknit Shteinisis Liam Dalad Mishim Shemi Spire the Eidim, Avokevin the Beishes Kohen of Pusmi Bas Shalosh, the Naman Loisra Alav, Tikn Mishteinisis Berevi Gambish Arm Nashim, Nisbis Berevi Gambish Arm Nashim Tikno, Mishim Shemitokach Yetze Akovi is Bara Davra Yede Eidim." So he says that even according to Rashi, they would not have made this takana that she should get married on Wednesday so that Eidim would find out about it. Tosis doesn't accept that. But he says that since by an Eishes Kohen and Pusmi Bas Shalosh, that there's only one suffik and she's usher to him, so there is a benefit of him coming to Beis Din, they were mitaken that she should get married, Shtei Nisis Brevi, Gam B'Sha'ar Noshim Tiknu, by other women as well they were mitaken, because the Eidim are going to hear about it and come and testify. The Eidim are going to hear about it and they are going to come and testify. Mitoch kach yetze akov yisbar. In other words, we have the original impetus to make this takana of the Eishes Kohen of Pusmi Bas Shalosh. And once they already have to get married Wednesday, we say that other women have to get married on Wednesday so that the kol comes out and the Eidim appear. But if there's only one suffek, then it makes sense she gets married Wednesday, because one suffek she's going to be Asura, Sveik Sveika, no, but one suffek, yes. Ad kan mi divrei kacho shel ha-teisvis. In the Chemda Shloime, in our sugya, he writes, Chemda Shloime was one of the most lamdisha achronim that it's always a pleasure to learn. So I cannot recommend it highly enough. It was written by Rav Shlomo Zalman Lifshitz, who was born in Pozna in the year 1765 on the 11th of Nisan, and he died in the year 1839 and his sefer, he was the first Rav of Warsaw. And he has tshuvas on Arba Chalkei Shulchan Aruch, and also on Shas. And he didn't want to get parnasa from learning, but he didn't want to waste his time not learning. So he would lend money to people with a heter iska, and this way he had money. And he could this way he had money and he could sit and learn. and he was very makbid on tzedakah and gemilas chesed, and he paid for the mikvah. He was married to a girl from a rich family. Then she died, and then he married her younger sister. And then he got 10 more years for marrying the younger sister. So for 22 years, the shver was supporting him. And apparently he would wear shtreimel even during the week. Isn't that interesting? Chassidim don't wear shtreimel during the week. Akopanim, that's enough about the Chemda Shlema for now. We should be zochah to talk more about him. But he writes in our sugi, Alufi mashkasev aramabi arideh simen kofyud debesveik sveika afilu heichad ike levuri lo tzrichem levarer amutir beloi b'dika vim kein kasha ama shetir tzu toitzis lakushas ma piperish rashi shakol yoitze vivo eidim kevin avi sveik sveike lama tzarech lavo kadish yisparah dover ha besveik sveike lo tzrichem levarer frektachem deshlema shtarka kasha. The Ramah Paskins, Simen Kofiud. Simen Kofiud is maybe the most exciting simen. Every simen in Shulchan Aruch is a machaya, is a farniganim. It's a pleasure. But Simen Kofiud is oisigeveinlich. Simen Kofiud is the sveik sveika simen. The Ramah Paskins in Kofiud, that if you have a sveik sveika, you don't have to be mevarer. There's no tzorch, there's no need to be mevaris fake sveika. And that's mutter even below bedika. So why does Tosfos say that even in Rashi, that after we ask Akasha in Rashi, Tosfos says that we want Edom to come. That's why he has to come to Beis Din on Thursday morning, right after the wedding. Why do we have to worry about Edom coming? Why do we have to mevaris this? Sveik sveika go home. What they call in modern Hebrew Rosh Bakir. You put your head in the wall, you don't have to look right or left. You could be matir her without a problem and move on with your life. Sveik sveika, or matir sveik sveika without a beirur. So why does Tosfos say and Rashi say that we need a beirur here? It's a sveik sveika. When we're talking about other women besides an Eishes Kohen or Pusimi Bas Shalosh. Chasim Sofer, in our sugya, writes, "Nira de plukta Sirashi v'tosvos isveik sveika she'efshel levara sharia olav, the Rashi tzarech letroach levara, ulerabenu tam eno tzarech, v'hi pluktas kadmonim." It would appear that the machlokas of Rashi and Tosfos is a sveik sveika that you could be mevarer permitted or not. Rashi says no, and therefore we need the Edom to come so you could be mevarer. Rabbeinu Tam says it is mutter. So why do other women have to get married on Wednesday? Lo plug. So that we don't distinguish between different types of women. But everybody, whenever you have a sveik sveika, you don't have to be mevarer. We just say that all other women besides an Eishes Kohen and a Pusim Bas Shalosh have to get married on Wednesday. Because lo plug, so they're not different than. We just say that our other women have to get married on Wednesday, so lo plug, so they're no different than the Eishes Kohen and the Pchusmi Bas Shalosh, who don't have a sveik sveika. So that's the machlokas according to the Chasim Sofer between Rashi and Tosfos. Are you matir a sveik sveika she'efshar levrure without being mevarer? So it emerged then that the Ramah in Kufyud is going out like Rashi. When the Ramah says that Sveik Sveik or Shef Shalavure, Sveik Sveik, that you can clarify, that you can unravel, that you can resolve the Safek, you don't have to. No need to look into it, no need for detective work. It's not like Rashi, it's only like Tosfos. Meforsemes shitas harashba b'toras habayis. This rashba is brought by the Shach in Yerideya Simon Kuf Yud Seif Katan Lamid He. Shebisfeik Sveika Hayachali His Barer Eino Mutter. That if you can be Mavarer the Sveik Sveika the Rashba holds, it's not permitted. You have to be Mavarer. Look also in the Rashba. And Chulin writes like this, page 53a. Sechon already asked, we paskin, that a rove, even if the rove can be misbarer, you can rely on it. There are 18 shreifas in an animal. So we follow the rove, that most animals aren't shreif. Most animals don't have some sort of hole, some sort of problem with one of these 18 limbs. So you don't have to be mevarer, because rove animals are beseder. So Maishna Sveik Sveika Mishaar Rov. Why is a Sveik Sveika any different than any other Rov? Rov, you don't have to be Mevarer. And Sveik Sveika, you do. Hare Sveik Sveika Lechora is Mitam Rov. Right? Why? Because if you have one Suffolk, it's 50-50. And you have another Suffolk to be Matir. So now, statistically, chances are that it's Mutter. In our case, 50-50, tachtav eino tachtav. Seder, you say it's tachtav. So there's now only a 50% chance that she's asura. But maybe it was ba'ones, and there are cases where it was taka'ones, and then she's muteres. So that means that in more than 50% of the cases, she's muteres. So if we don't have to be mevarer a rove, why do I have to be mevarer a sveik sveika? So, Rav Mizrachi writes to be miyashiv this conundrum. L'chori itochein, the shiny rov shehu zeh mufnel etzem hasafik. When you have a rov, the rov is turning to the suffik itself. In other words, you have a suffik, you have a doubt, but you say in most cases, it's mutter. So this doubt is resolved directly by the rov. Even if you say it's mitam rov, this rov is not mufne, is not directed at the etzem hasfekas. It's directed to the heter hachefza. The sfekas themselves do not have any beirur, any rov. Why? Because each side of each sufek is not mavur. In other words, when you have a sfek sfeka, you have a sufek, and it's not mavurar, it's not clarified which way to go with this suffix. And then you have another suffix, and it's also not mavurar. So sof, because you have the two sveikas together, the cheftz is going to be mutter. But the etzem suffix was not misbarer through the sveik sveik. The sveik sveik isn't relating to the etzem hasuffix. Sveik sveik is matir the cheftza. But each suffix is in itself independently a valid suffix. But the sveikas themselves don't have any rov or any beirur. The sveikas themselves remain sveikas. Just in the end, the chevta, the totzah, is going to be, the result is going to be that the object is going to be permitted. But the chevta itself doesn't have any rov. Masha ein kein. But the suffik itself doesn't have any rov. Each suffik is a suffik. There's no din rov that's chal on each suffik. Mashenkein Rov resolves the suffix. So therefore Rov relates to the Etzem HaSuffix, to the doubt itself. There we say you don't have to be Mevarer, because the Rov resolves the suffix. Mashenkein, when every suffix itself, each suffix itself, isn't Mavurer, isn't clarified, by Sveik Sveik of the Din is, that if you could be Mevarer, it doesn't have a Din suffix. And if it's not a suffix, you have to be it's something you could be mevarer. So why do you call it a suffix? I'm in doubt. Why be in doubt? Be mevarer. Hashem kein a rov. A rov is no less than a beir. A rov or a chazak is a mevara, the etzim ha-safik. That resolves the suffix. A sfeik sfeik, it doesn't resolve the suffix. So if you can be mevara, resolve it on your own. But the rov is resolving it, so therefore you don't have to resolve it on your own. Or maybe a different nusach. Rov is different, that a rov is poshet, the etzim ha-safik. By shaking the sfeik sfeika, each suffix b'fnei atzmi could be mevara. So now it's no longer a suffix, and the yikubim avar is not a suffix. And memela, it's not mitstarif to a sfeik sfeika. There's going to be no tzeirif, because each suffix stands independently, and yikubim avar. There's no sfeik sfeika. Same idea, different words. Medivrei Aran, we learn something new. The Ran writes, Kevin meminim leikimlan devadei zinsa. But Kevin shekein Yisrael, ve'alayu de'beisdim rami le'mekam ola de'milsa itachtav o'ein tachtav ve'afo gav dilo ashkechi sa'adusa be'milsa shari le'bayla mitchum shrei sveika afilu hochi kevin disra'oi alayu rami le'mekam akushta de'milsa zog the Ran, since we believe him kimlan, then we know, we assume devadei zinsa, she was mizane, and since that's the case, Israel, there's a reisa. There is a blemish now in her purity, in her chazaka, in her heter. There's a reisa. And valayu the beizdin rami, and is it incumbent upon the beizdin to lemeka malay lemils the milsa, to establish the fact? Was it tachtav or was it not tachtav? And even though, if they don't find Eidim, and their two sfeikas were matir her, nevertheless, since there's a reisa, we have to be mevarer. So it would appear that the Ran is being mechadesh. That we see in the Mishnah, that there's a din livrure, kishalom matzah labesulin. It's not because of the chiyuv to be mevarer when efshar levrurei, but rather because now there's a reisa. It's not just a din in efshar levrurei, but here there's a reisa in front of us, and this reisa makes us now, it says something here smells fishy. Since something is fishy here, that's what requires us to clarify what exactly went on. What is the fishiness here? It's like a mamish, like a Shabbos meal. You have fish. Or like a popular rock band. I don't know if they're still around. I remember people used to idolize the fish. They would travel around to hear the fish. Baruch Hashem, today you don't have to travel anywhere. People have a little machine in their pocket. You can hear all the music you want without going to concerts. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, I don't know about the music, but Baruch Hashem always, but I'm happy about the not going to concerts, but listening to the music, that would be an interesting shiur in and of itself. But we have digressed. So the reason you have to check it out is because there's a reisa. Since there's a reisa, not because you have to be mavarit, since there's a reisa, you have to be mavarit sibas hadavar. She has a chazaka that she's pure, she can marry him. Pitomi finds no basulim. We believe him. So now, you gotta check it out. Rashi, and if you'd Beis Amar Aleph, writes, V'nechosh v'lo yisbar adavar im tachtav zinsa. Rashi only mentions the suffix tachtav. The Ran also writes suffix tachtav. He doesn't mention maybe he was onus. And the reason is because once you're mevara one suffix, that's enough. She's already asura. Mashen Ken Tosfis says that the Edom are going to come, she was mizana baratzen. And as we discussed at length in a previous shiur, the etzem ha'edus includes tachtav, because it's drisha l'chakira, and Ramela, you're going to know what the dates were of the Erusin and of the Erusin, you know, and of the Bia. Part of the Jushin Chakir Vedim is when the Bia was. So the Tachtav you're going to know. And Tosis, you also have to know Ratzin. You have to Mavar both Svekas. So it's Mashmah that if you're Mavar one of the Svekas, just Tachtav, it's not enough. So we're going to be left with another Suffolk. So the Chora, according to Rashi and the Ran, who hold that it's enough to be Mevara Tachtav, how's that called being Mevara the Suffolk? We say Suffolk She'efsha Levure. You weren't Mevara anything. You apply with a Suffolk, you're left with a Suffolk, because you're still not sure if it was Onus or Ratzon. So why is that called a Beirur? So based on what we said in the Ran, we could say the same thing in Rashi. It's not because of the chiyuv beirur b'sfeik sfeika, but it's because of the reyasa of lo matzah b'sulim. And therefore, once you have this reyasa, tachtav is enough. So that verifies, validates the error. Dein achinam, you don't have to complete mevara the suffik. If it was a dein efshel of ruyah, you have to mevara the suffik, maybe you have to mevara both sides. It's also a discussion. We discussed at length in previous shiur. But here it's not mitam l'chor according to the Ran, it's mitam reyasa. So you have a reyasa, you have something fishy. You find out that yes, this taka one suffik. If it was tachtav, now you only have a suffik of onus or rudz, and one suffik we're already going to aser. And that's enough for us. That already validates our error, our question, our difficulty. So, we sweet friends have a whole lot more to say on this sugya. Trust me. Because the amount of Torah on this sugya is rechava mini yam. If you have an Otzer HaChachma program, if you go to HebrewBooks.org and you type in the words Besila Niseis Liom HaRavi, you will yield many, 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 many results. So we're obviously not going to say everything there is to say, but we definitely would like to continue and see more niflos mitaras Hashem, as we already were zocha to see in this shir. So we should be zocha to continue. B'simcha b'tuv levav meirov kol. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.